you're on my hair. Oh, wonder why my hair. I've always said that I was a rover. You mustn't knit your brow. You should have known by now. You'd every cause to doubt me, my hair. Bye-bye, my neighbor hair. I'll be the same, my hair. I suppose you'll goose my hair. Bye-bye, my neighbor hair. Vorbei, kennst mich wohl, mein hair. And bye-bye, bye-bye, my lieber hair. Farewell, my lieber hair. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me. You're better off without me.
I was swimming against the tide in an ocean of the ages. I said all of my emotions, they're just jumping off these pages. I was a stranger to myself. Please don't be a stranger. I will always be your friend. You know I lost my will to live, but I found a way to survive. Gonna open up the songbook.
Friends.
everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Button Pushers. Yay! How awesome. So this is Harrison in the studio. D goes out. And once again, because I forgot to say this the first time, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. And once again, we are Button Pushers, but I'm only half of Button Pushers. Anyways, this week, we decided to do something different. Normally, we play electronic music, but this time, it's midterm season. You know, we, Genshin Impact 1.4 just came out, baby. So, gotta play that, and we just wanted to play this, because this is a topic we both very much like, which is anime music. Yeah, for me, I'm going to play some anime / anime inspired music. But yeah, I think this is something we wanted to do for a really long time, which is just honestly just listen to songs we like. But I think it's very topical as well because of recent hate crimes against Asian Americans and AAPI. But this is really horrible what's happening, and yeah, try to be an ally and fight systemic racism in this country. And there's a lot of amazing stuff that culture in Asia has created and led to. So don't knock it. I don't really know how to say not be racist in like a way that's just not be racist, because I feel like that's a very fundamental thing. But I understand how, actually I don't understand how people are, but yeah, just don't. They have cool shit. Everyone is cool shit. Just be cool with people. Oh my god, I just swore so much. Wow, I don't think I've ever sworn on air before. Ha 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 ha. Okay, anyways, that was kind of heavy, but it's true. There was a recent shooting, and it's really horrible. All the hate crimes that are happening around the world and are now just becoming to light because of the prevalence of social media and video, but have existed forever, if not worse in the past. But yeah, just be nice to everyone. It's not that hard to do. Anyways, without further ado, I'm going to turn this show over to Diego for his little bit in the beginning. So, yeah. My bad, the audio is off.
Like half of the messages, so sorry if I seem a little bit burnt out, but I'm trying to make sure that I can get this to Harrison in time. But it's Harrison's turn in the studio, if you could infer that from what I just said. And we are both super busy this week, so we're doing an anime themed show where instead of making a mix, we're just playing anime like songs from anime soundtracks that we really enjoy, mostly openings and endings, I think, but I've got a couple that are just like from the show as well. I'm really excited about this. It was really hard to pick songs to fit into my part of the show, so hopefully we can do it again sometime, because honestly, anime music is like top tier. It's full weeb hours in the studio tonight, and I'm really excited. On that note, we're going to go full weeb right away and play the opening to Toradora, which is called Pure Pareto, and it's really good. I think the show is awesome if you like slice of life / like romantic comedy stuff. Definitely really, really good. Got it recommended to me from my friend Eli, and it's fantastic. I love it. But the opening is very like stereotypical anime music, so I figured it was a really good way to start the show off. So without further ado, here's the opening to Toradora. We'll be right back. Yeah, pretty much every time I start an episode of that show, you can catch me like grooving in my chair because I really like that song a lot. I like how like cutesy it is throughout the whole thing, but the bass line is like super gritty. Sometimes I guess Harrison and I probably can't turn off our like producer-minded way of looking at songs, but yeah, I think it's a fun song and very well made as well. And keeping up with the like stereotypical the weeb songs, I'm gonna play Chicato Chica Chica, which is a one of ending to the show Kaguya-sama Love is War, one of my favorite animes, probably my favorite anime. It's really stellar, really well done. But I think this, if I remember correctly, for like anime awards, which, you know, don't mean a whole lot, but like they're cool for the people who watch anime, this like outro, even though they only did it once and they had like a regular outro that they used every other time, won the award for like best outro out of any of the shows of that year. So definitely go check it out. The video is really fun too, or just watch the show because Love is War is fantastic. But here is the song Chicato Chica Chica. The translated lyrics for that song are really good too, especially if you've seen the show, because it's just like, it's sung by a character named Chica, big surprise, and it very much fits her character. So if you check out the show, make sure to check out the translated lyrics because they're pretty good. Next up, I think I'm going to play Kimi no Save by the Peggies, which is one of the like greatest anime openings ever. Not just the song, but like the full animation for the opening of the show, which is called Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, which sounds super like fan servicey, and it's totally not. Like, the show is fantastic, and it's very deep, and it's like very emotional, and I cried. It's really, really good. I didn't want to watch it, but my brother was like, you have to watch it. And I was like, this is fan service. And he's like, it absolutely isn't. And I watched it, and it absolutely wasn't. But the intro animation is really cool because it like catches so many like hidden elements of the show. And then they're playing it with this really awesome song, Kimi no Se by the Peggies. And I love singing it in the car with my brother because it's fantastic and we're dumb when we're driving. So, well, when he's driving because I don't have my license. Yeah. But anyway, here is Kimi no Se by the Peggies.
I said
If you haven't noticed, some of these songs are really short, and that's because I'm using like the TV versions. So all of these songs have longer versions that you should go check out, but I wanted to try and fit as much as I could. And on that note, I have to apologize to my brother because we really like Kimi no Se, like the whole song, and it really hurt me to use the TV size version, but I'm doing it for now. I might even like play the song later on a later show because it's really good. But yeah, that was Kimi no Se by the Peggies, the opening for Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, which is, again, I cannot stress this enough, so good. Next up, and this is going to be kind of a transition into different kinds of anime openings, I guess, or anime songs. But I'm going to play just a song from a game that's related to an anime, so hopefully Harrison is okay with that. I know we said it was anime night, but it's technically an anime. It's an anime game. The game is from an anime, and or the game is based off of an anime slash coincides with the anime. So I don't know. Hopefully it counts. But it's from the Danganronpa series, which was introduced to me by my friend Amy. She tried to get me to get into it for like a really long time, and then finally we watched the first season. It was really fantastic, and I got into the games and I played them for about 250 hours in like 2 months. Don't do the math on that. But anyway, I could play them for a lot more, to be honest. Even though I finished both of the stories, like the characters are just so great, and it's cool to like see their storylines, and like all the writers did an excellent job writing all their lines and developing these characters. But one of the songs is called Mr. Monokuma's Lesson, and it shows up whenever the bad guy, or it plays whenever the bad guy shows up, and it's really groovy, and it's weird because like it'll be a really serious moment and the bad guy will show up, and then it plays this song and I'll be like vibing in my chair at like 3:30 in the morning while like something really horrible just happened in the game, because it's like a murder mystery type genre, and then I'll just be like vibing to this like trap remix of a bear grooving. So anyway, here is Mr. Monokuma's Lesson, and then from there we will play more like or a different kind of like anime music, I suppose. Kind of just loops forever from there, and I cut it short because I mean, I'm not going to play the full 4 minutes of just that, because it's kind of that thing like three more times or two more times. But I could listen to that track for a really long time, and I think the like ba 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 thing is like unironically playing in my head all the time ever since I heard it, and I will just catch myself like making that stupid sound at my desk, like just vibing because I like the track a lot. The track was made by Masafumi Takada, and he did the like music for all of the Danganronpa series, I think, and he did a stellar job with that. I think a lot of the music in that series, both the games and the show, is like really good, and I might do like a not like a Danganronpa themed show, even though I probably could, but if we ever do like a game music type show, or if I ever decide to make a mix like that, you can expect to hear like a lot of tracks from the game. Like Kill Command is really good. Mr. Monokuma's Lesson, like we just played, Mr. Monokuma After Class. Some of the execution musics are really good too, because there's like music for, well, executions in the game, in the show, but it's a really decent soundtrack all in all. So definitely go check out that series. You can watch the first season, which is like a show, and then the second part is a game, and then the third part is a show, and then the fourth part is a game, and then there's a like side game. Yeah, it's kind of confusing, but it's all really good. Go check it out. Next, I'm going to be playing a song from My Hero Academia, which is kind of like the like generic anime at this point, but to be fair, it's because it's like really good and it's rated super highly and everyone's anticipating seeing where the show is going to go, or like reading ahead in the manga, just to kind of get a head start, not waiting for the episodes to come out, which is totally fair because the story is really good. But Yuki Hayashi does a lot of the music in that show. And one of the tracks that I really like is, I cannot say the full name on air, but, well, I probably could, cause I think they let you say curse words if it's part of the title of a song, but I'm not going to just in case. But it's like, We Are Effing Superstar. And it is a really fun track that only plays like during semi-intense moments in the show. So like whenever they're like showing an arena that they're all gonna fight in or something, or like going through a training session, or like discovering new talents about themselves, they play the song. And it's very like, you hear it a lot throughout the show, but I don't think it ever like stands out. And I like it a lot just as a one-off, because it's got a lot of fun like production techniques and effects going on that Yuki Hayashi has a really good grasp of. So this is me being a little bit of producer moment again. I apologize, but I like this track a lot, especially how Yuki orchestrated it. So here it is. Oh, also really quick warning to Harrison, feel free to leave the volume the same. It starts kind of quiet and then it feels like it dropped, and then it is still kind of like quiet, and then the drums kick in and then it's like equalized. So leave the volume so that it doesn't like clip. Don't feel like you need to adjust it that much, even if it feels kind of quiet. Maybe turn it up a little bit if you want, and then turn it back down. I don't know, just be careful, I guess. Here it is.
We are fucking superstars.
super fun track. It's kind of unfortunate almost that it's like a background track in the show, because I think it's really good, especially at like second, not drop, but like second chorus, I guess, or second part of the song. That's very like funk almost, or like jazzy. It's really nice. Kind of in a similar vein, we're going to play another jazz song, which is a opening from the show Cowboy Bebop, and it's called Tank by the Seatbelts, and it is a fantastic song, and I really, really, really recommend watching the show, first of all. It is a classic. I heard the name, and I thought it was kind of, like, lame. I heard it for, like, 5 years that Cowboy Bebop was a classic. Finally watched it with my family, just me, my brother, and my mom, and it was really good. It's really nice. It's a very well done show. The art style is really cool. It's like a classic. It's a fun vintage kind of show. Makes you feel very like I don't know, sophisticated to be watching this kind of show, I guess. It's really nice. But definitely watch the opening animation alongside this opening song on YouTube if you can, because the art style should very quickly draw you into the show, I think. It's a super awesome sequence of pictures and words just flashing all over the screen, and they have like the project script of the original show just like playing out like really quickly. The words are like going past in the background. I'm not doing a fantastic job of explaining this, but it's just super, super well done. And I think since I'm not doing a good job of explaining it, that's all the more reason that you need to get an idea of it for yourself. So go check it out on YouTube. Again, the song is called Tank by the Seatbelts. It's the opening for Cowboy Bebop, which also you should watch. It's really, really good. Watch it. Watch the anime before the Netflix adaption that's coming out soon. Please, God, do that. Okay, here's the song. It's so good. I'm sorry, I'll shut up, but it's so good.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
this is one of the songs where I decided to play the entire thing because it is like so good. It's like, you can agree with me that it's probably one of the best songs that I've played on the show so far. It's just really, really just, even like away from the show, standalone, it's a fantastic song. That, like, if I heard it in like a groovy cafe, I'd be vibing, you know? So like, it's a really great song. I listen to it a lot. My brother and I like to blare it really loud when we're driving as well, or again, when he's driving. But yeah, I think that's a really good song. And again, I cannot stress this enough. Go watch the show. It's a classic. It's fantastic. Yeah. The next song I'm going to play is the outro of the anime Megalobox. It's pretty short. It's like a, not the song, but the anime is like one season long. But the art style is kind of in the same vein of Cowboy Bebop. The shows are not too similar in terms of like plot or character development or anything like that. But the art style is kind of the same, and like the like general feel of the show is kind of the same. And I started it at home and then came to college and finished it. And I really liked it. But one thing that we, like, when I watched it with my family, we all agreed on was that the outro song is really good, and the intro song is kind of bad, but the outro song is really, really good. So here's the TV version of it. It's called Kakate Koyo, and it's by Nakamura Emi. So go check them out. It's a really nice song. Check out the full version, but here it is. Song is really good. Also, the outro is really cool because it has like a small like proverb at the end of it. So it has like the name of the episode and then like a small like saying that goes with the name of the episode, and they're all really like cool. They're like cool guy quotes, you know. So go check it out. It's a really cool show about boxing, believe it or not. And they're like, they've got robot gear to like help them box, but the main character like uses gear that sucks and eventually just like stops using it. That's not like a spoiler, that happens like in episode 2, and it's like really good. You should go check it out. Finally, I'm going to play the newest opening for Attack on Titan, and I thought it would be cool to end with this because it's just really, really good. Like, the Attack on Titan soundtrack in general is insane. And this one definitely fits the bill. It's really good. The show itself is becoming really good. Like, it's always been good, but this last season is tying in like every kind of loose end of the show, bringing everything together. Super great. And it's like getting super deep with like political standpoints and like what is war and who are the good guys or are there good guys. And like, it's such a really, really, really great show. And I think if you're someone who doesn't like anime, or thinks they don't like anime, you should watch Cowboy Bebop because it's the original, and Attack on Titan because it is in the works to becoming an original. I think this is going to be something that people will be watching for a very long time, especially because it's super easy to like binge, because the like every single episode is like, I really want to know what happens next. So go check out Attack on Titan. It's really great. Here is the opening for the fourth and final season called My War. And on this note, I'll probably dip. I won't even say anything at the end of the song so that Harrison can get on with his show. I know I took a lot of time and I'm super sorry, Harrison. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. And stay tuned for Harrison's picks because he watches a lot of anime that I haven't seen. So I'm sure that his picks are going to be really great. Anyway, here's My War from Attack on Titan. Hey, welcome to Button Pushers. This is on WMFO 91.
All right, I think that started playing the next track, but that was Diego's mix, or his selection of songs, and those were sick. But without further ado, I must do the infamous PSA. All right, so numbers to think about: world wealth distribution. This is interesting. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. This is Numbers to Think About from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. A further fact about that is that the 22 richest people in Africa, all their money is more than every single woman in Africa combined. That something to think about too. Anyways, now it is time for my selection. I wanted to do some electronic influenced anime music. One of them, I don't know, I was gonna play Gurenge by Juna, but or Jana actually, it's not Juna, I found that out recently, but I don't know about that. It's a cover. I think I'm just gonna start out with Prism by AMPM on it's from Fruits Basket. Really good show. It's one of the endings. They're coming back for a third season, which I'm so excited about. It's the final season. But without any further ado, this is AMPM's Prism. Kibu toki wa Yeah, so clearly you can hear some electronic influence in that song. In fact, AMPM is an electronic group. They toured with Galantis, I think a couple summers ago, which is really sick. And they did the music for that ending, which is awesome. I'm not really sure what to play. I want to play a lot, but I don't have a ton of time. But regardless, I think I'm going to next go to another electronic-inspired song because I think should try to maintain some cohesiveness with the show before I break. But I'm going to play Database by Man with a Mission. So here that is.
Compromise. The noise comes when you're ready to bat. What about the enemy? wait a minute, what happened? The data's all gone.
All right, so that song was actually from Log Horizon, which is a really good show. It's a isekai, but it's done really well, actually, and it's very different, and it's more focused on, like, politics, and it's really cool. I want to play two more songs, so I'm going to go a little bit over. First is not from... Actually, I'm going to first play Ignite by Air Aoi. Ignite, I believe, is the opening of, what's that show? Gurren Lagann. Great show. I think probably one of the best shows ever made by Studio Trigger. I mean, one of the best in general, but Studio Trigger really outdoes themselves, like, every time. But this is one of their first ones. Anyways, this is probably one of the greatest shows of all time, and the opening slaps. So here is Ignite. 矛盾だらけの世界をその手で打ち放って I take it back. It's actually from Sword Art Online, but it's still one of the best ones. There's another one by Lisa Crossingfield that's really good too. 涙のぬくもりで優しさを知ったはずなのにどうしてまた傷つけ合って憎しみを生み出してゆくんだろうきしむような痛み知ったその強さがいつか未来を優しく「だらけの世界」 I don't know if you heard, but I played the wrong one. I had Sorario Days, which is the opening of Gurren Lagann right next to that. But that one was actually from, what's that show called? Sword Art Online. Great show. Great opening. All right. So I actually have a song that's not from an anime that I really want to play because it's one of my favorite songs. I might go a little over and actually play two more if I can, but this one's called I May Fall by Jeff Williams and Casey Lee Williams from Ruby. It's an American show made by Rooster Teeth, but it's actually like an incredible song. So here it is. There's a day when our hearts will be broken, when a shadow will cast out the light.
Taken will lead us one final stand.